ABC Radio Australia.
Now, do you frequently check your phone for no reason? Maybe spend 2 hours or more on social media? Do you check social media while driving? Or are you constantly comparing your life to people's lives online? If you said yes, then you may be a social media addict, which has been described as one of the most destructive addictions to sweep the globe. World Health Organization says 80% of adolescents are not sufficiently physically active because of habits created through childhood sedentary behavior, such as screen time. Well, is there a cure? Founder of Digital Discipline New Zealand Samoan Tony Laulu knows too well the impacts of social media consumption and how his organisation seeks to provide practical solutions. Laulu shared with me earlier his personal journey, and it might just inspire you to put your phone down more often.
Going back maybe 7-8 years ago, first time I got a smartphone and just absolutely blown away by technology, really, and how a smartphone could open a portal to the rest of the world. And so, you know, when you get the new, brand new shiny thing, you tend to spend a lot more time on it than you should. And I found myself being on this particular device for longer than I should have. And I guess just month by month, it just kind of increasingly got worse. I mean, because I didn't have any instructions or baseline understanding of what time was appropriate on it. So it started to be about the time, and then eventually seeped into in and around mental health, where I was now comparing myself a lot to other guys my age or what they were doing in life. Started to perceive the world very differently. Wow. Social media is not the best place for me, you know, when it comes to having a curious mind like that. So, you know, the algorithms are set to, you know, bombard me with a whole bunch of rubbish at that time. And it almost feels like a dirty little secret sometimes for most people, because nobody really knows what you're doing on your phone most of the time.
You would have had enough awareness to know that you're going down some sort of path, being like, this is not right. And then from there, what was the turning point?
I know it was centered around my sons. It was centered around that I was a young father, and noticing that I was present but not present. I was there physically, but I was just not as engaged as I know I should have been. A lot of the time that I knew they were looking at me, I was not looking at them. I was looking at my phone. Them trying to get my attention. Me, I'm supposed to be doing something with them. You know, I'm trying to hurry them off to bed so I can be on my phone. Driving a real hard materialistic life, because it's easier to buy them Jordans instead of spend the weekend with them. And I got to change something. But how it got to digital discipline is because there was no digital discipline at that time. I'd looked around to find, I don't know, like a community to help me. I had known about other addiction services that help people with drugs, alcohol, gambling. There wasn't a person I could talk to about why the hell am I so drawn to this thing. It's taking 7-8 hours of my day. I started to realize that it actually wasn't the phone per se or the social media platform, even though those algorithms are set quite deliberately. It was the fact that I had something missing emotionally. It's still a little bit tough to say as a man. I just didn't get the validation I needed growing up. And you can get validation on the spot. And then within, you know, 15 minutes, you got 50 likes and 5 comments, and it boosts your little ego and gives you the endorphins you wanted. And just like any addiction, though, it's such a high that day, you know, people message and, I didn't know that that's what you do. Oh, good on you, Tony, for being such a great dad, you know, yada, yada, yada. But the thing with the high and the endorphins is, you know, it starts to taper off the next day. And then the next day you're like, shit, I want to feel like that again.
Look, one, congratulations on being brave enough as a man to have to share your story and be vulnerable enough, especially when you brought up validation. Then the whole world is obviously seeking a little bit of validation, right? You can't be the only one that is being consumed by this.
There's spectrums of it. You sit in different parts of the spectrum of it. And to me, I was probably more on the extreme side. And asking yourself why you post that particular story or that particular post. If I pushed all my chips into Instagram to get my validation, because just like the title, it's very instant. The instant gratification that you get from it is on the spot. But to work on your character as a young woman, to work on your anger issues as a young man, to work on your generosity as a 35-year-old, now you got money behind all my gym posts, You know, have I fixed my financial situation that I keep complaining about? You know, have I moved on and done the business that I said I'd always do? And now I'm not. But now I want to hide behind social media with whatever I want to put up there, and give a facade of progression and improvement. But in fact, you know, we've just been very strategic about what we put on there. I still use social media, but I'm very aware that I don't get sucked into what social media provides. Social media doesn't dictate the man I am today. Social media is a brilliant tool, but for some people it is, you know, we joke about it sometimes, it's literally their life, and that's where it's become a problem.
Like any form of addiction, though, what are the signals that you should be looking out for if you know you're becoming a little bit addicted to online activity?
If social media is the first thing that you reach for within the 5-10 minutes of waking up, then you know that you got a bit of an issue. If you know you should be sleeping at 10:30, but you're now putting your phone down at 12:45 because you've been scrolling through TikTok and watching a whole bunch of nonsense on there, that's another cue you got issues with it. If you're at the red lights and you still feel the need to check Instagram for that 45 seconds of the red light, you have a reliance on this thing. And for what? The challenge, though, is environmentally, how do I compete if the environment at school and the environment at home isn't conducive to what I'm promoting either?
You know, when you think about digital well-being, what are the things that we should be doing in order to look after our well-being online?
There's elements of just normal addiction processes that need to happen. And the first one is to acknowledge that you've got a problem. Yeah, a lot of it is just denial and really spending time with yourself and understanding that, yeah, I actually do have a problem. It's understanding that first, but second is, what are you going to decide as a family? What is your parameters at home?
Do you actually have any stats on how much people are online?
Yeah, I mean, we've done our own feasibility study with a group called Moana Connect. And yeah, we done it with like a cohort of Pacific youth. One of the stats is in and around sleep. And 74% of them said that they struggle to go to sleep because of social media. 85% of them say that they lose track of time when they're on social media. 83% of them said that social media it's a daily thing. 74% of them say that even when it's late, I'll still be up using social media. And these are kids that should be resting. Even the layer before that is, why do they even have a phone on them at night? I can appreciate that every parent wants to parent their way, and if they have a phone, great. But why is it that they have these phones on them in their bedroom is my question. Even when we ask, has social media impacted your sleep in the last couple of weeks, 60% of them say, yeah, it has definitely impacted my sleep.
Obviously, the work you want to do, you want it to serve its purpose and make some sort of impact within the community, which I'm sure it has.
Most problems are for a particular demographic, age group, sex. So at least you can target that group. Can age group or demographic is so difficult, which is why it's an overarching solution, because it's a challenge for everybody. And it's not even an islander problem. We're, you know, thankfully, we're not the worst out there when it comes to social media consumption and social media issues. There's quite a bit of interest from outside of New Zealand. We want to have online courses about it so that we can at least have a reach to people that aren't in New Zealand, because it is not a New Zealand problem. It's probably a little bit worse in other areas of the world. So,
for yourself, the whole thing of having to disconnect from that world to then be able to connect with your family, you know, your kids, how has that relationship been then?
Yeah, oh man, I've never been asked that question. The depth of conversation that I am willing to go to is something that's new since I hopped off social media. It's been great. So I've learned, we're not looking for drama to talk about, but we talk about themes and ideas and opportunities for business that we might have come across. My boys, I am very proud that I have rearranged my priorities in terms of what is important to me, because I wasn't doing that 7 or 8 years ago. But people that know me know that I heavily invest in these boys, and that's my pride and joy. But it is not, so it's not social media, it's them.